Dear fellow followers of the Shepherd King, grace and peace to you. In his name, the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, amen. There was a lone survivor of a shipwreck who washed up on a small deserted island, and he prayed and prayed to God that somehow or another he would be rescued, but it didn't happen. He was there for days. He did manage to scrounge up some driftwood and some branches, and he made himself a little makeshift hut that he could stay in. But then he had a campfire going, and some sparks from it blew over into the hut and started it on fire, and it burned down entirely. And by this time he was just totally frustrated, and he said, "Oh Lord, how could you do this to me?" It wasn't too much longer after that when he looked up and he saw a ship headed directly his way. And as the ship came closer, some men came to the shore to help him, to rescue him, and he said to them, "How did you know that I was here?" Can you guess what their answer was? "We saw your smoke signal." You know, that's what happens in life sometimes. The things go south on us, the hut burns up, and we think it's a disaster, and it turns into a blessing. God does that in our lives as well, when we think that things are going terribly for us and it just seems like a huge burden in our lives, and it can be a burden in our lives, but God has never said that burdens can't be blessings at the same time. We think of the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:28 when he said, "In all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Today on this Christ the King weekend or week of the church year, Ezekiel is actually talking to us about this truth. And he's encouraging us to remember the fact that no matter what happens, no matter the circumstances that we're going through in life, that God's sheep always safely graze. Because we have a shepherd king who wants us to be with him at home forever. Ezekiel, we don't get a chance to talk about Ezekiel very often. He was a contemporary, actually, of Daniel. You remember the story of Daniel and the lion's den. Now, that took place in Babylon. That's because the Babylonians had come and defeated the Israelites, and they carried them off into exile, into captivity. And Ezekiel and Daniel were two of those young men who were carried off, and they lived for many years in Babylon. And it was a difficult time for all the people to have to live there. The reason that this captivity, by the way, took place, for the most part, was because of their horrible, terrible religious leaders in Israel at that time. They had been misleading the people. They had not been teaching the truth of God's word. They had been more concerned about their own personal greed, and they were acting unjustly towards people and preying on people. And so it was a spiritual mess in Israel. And because of that, because of the poor leadership, they were carried off into captivity for 70 years. But Ezekiel is given this word of God that he was able to share with the people to encourage them and to perk them up a little bit, to tell them about a day when the Lord, a shepherd king, would come and rescue them. "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them and be their shepherd." Now at the time of Ezekiel, David, the king, had been dead for over 400 years. The exile took place in the 500s BC, and David lived about 1000 BC. So obviously, Ezekiel is not talking about King David coming back from the grave to start ruling again. But he is talking about a descendant of David who would be very much like David, because at the one and the same time, he was a shepherd and he was also a king. And you know, of course, who this is talking about, because we're blessed to live on this side of the Old Testament, on the future side of the Old Testament. It's Jesus Christ. This is a prophecy about the coming of the Shepherd King Savior who would deliver us. Did you notice all the loving things that the Shepherd King would do for his sheep in this reading? "I will search for them, I will look after them, and rescue them, and gather them, and pasture them, and bring back the strays, and bind up the injured." In a world where so many church leaders, unfortunately, are spouting and touting their own opinions and their own platitudes, rather than focusing on simply sharing the simple, clear message of God, the church is becoming, on earth, is becoming more and more of a mess, just like it was back in the days of Israel. When spiritual leaders start misleading the people, troublesome things happen. When Jesus gave his church their marching orders, when he said, go and make disciples of all nations, I want you to baptize them, and I want you to teach them, and he said, everything I've commanded you. Teach it all. Don't just teach the things that are popular on this day or that's something that's popular in the culture or this time of life. He says, don't do that. You teach it all the time. I read about an Israeli tour guide who was taking a group of tourists along the countryside, and he was explaining to them some of the cultural things of Israel. And he said, here in the Middle East, the shepherds lead the sheep. They walk in front of the sheep, and the sheep follow the shepherd. In many other places, he said, the shepherd walks behind the sheep, and he drives them with sticks. Well, the tourist bus got to its destination. The first thing they see is a bunch of sheep, and there's a guy walking behind the sheep, driving them with sticks. And they said, well, we thought you said that shepherds lead them here in the Middle East. And he said, yes, they do, but that's not the shepherd. That's the butcher. And the spiritual leaders of that day were butchers. We're driving the people of Israel to destruction. And it was a huge mess. And God, fortunately, had such patience to continue to say to this remnant, I am going to rescue you. I am going to bring you back once again. And this new shepherd king was going to be completely different. He would be a shepherd who would tenderly shepherd his flock, who would use his voice to lead them, and the flock would trust that voice and walk behind it because they knew they could trust the shepherd. He would be gentle with them and not mislead them. And he would be a king as well who would rule and defend them from their enemies and make sure that they were being protected and taken care of properly in this world. That's that perfect shepherd king. And of course, the greatest love that the shepherd king would give would be his own life for the sheep. As he would live perfectly, yes, but then also die as a sacrifice on the cross to pay the price so that these sheep would not go to hell, but would live with him forever in the joys of heaven. Getting us home safely is what our shepherd king is all about. We as sheep need direction, and we as sheep need protection. And our shepherd king gives us both direction and protection when he speaks to us with his voice written in human form, and that's the word of God. That is that beautiful lamp to our feet and a light for our path that Psalm 119 talks about. I'd like to read to you just a portion of one of the daily devotions that's put out by the Wells. If you don't get these, I really suggest that you do. It's a great way to get God's word into your life every day, just for a few minutes. And it can come right to your email, or you can have it sent to you in different ways as well. It's on the Wells app too. But this was a portion of a recent Wells devotion. The little girl stood on the edge of the dock, afraid to jump. From the water, Dad coaxed with open arms, "Jump, I'll catch you." But her little legs only stiffened. "What if you can't catch me, Daddy? Or what if you can't swim with me in your arms?" And that's when Mom told the girl to look to her right. There, tied to the end of the pier, was a life preserver. "You see this? I'll stay here and I'll throw you this life preserver if you need it." And with that added confidence, the little girl jumped. And every time she got to the end of the pier, the rest of the vacation, she glanced over her shoulder to see that life preserver, knowing that there was something that could save her, something that could pull her in. So that's the story, and here's the life application that comes from that same devotion. God doesn't promise a life free from trouble. He doesn't promise a life free from evil. But he promises to be there on the pier with the life-saving message of his word. No matter how deep the trouble is, no matter how much we thrash around in the murky waters of evil, our Savior stands with his feet firmly planted and ready to pull you out. I don't have to tell you that there are plenty of uncertainty and scary things going on in our world, and it seems like it happens more and more every day. In fact, our Lord Jesus even told us that this is what was going to happen as the world drew closer to its final end. He said the world would be more chaotic and more filled with trouble and difficulties. And so the message, of course, of Ezekiel is this is no time to not pay attention to the shepherd and his voice. This is not a time for us to wander away and say, I can do this on my own. This is not a time to stop worshiping the Lord together in church if we can with our health, and if not, at home, online. This is not a time for us to not take time to read our scriptures faithfully and daily, or devotions like the one we just read from. Because the devil does want us to think that we can do this on our own, and that we're going to be just fine if we just make our own way through life. We have all seen how wrong that is, but we get trapped in it from time to time. And so as we hear the word of God, the shepherd speaking to us, I'm here for you. You know that I will hold you up. You know that I will get you safely home. God promised through Ezekiel that he was going to bring his people home safely one day from Babylon to Jerusalem. That's exactly what happened in a very strange way. He did it through the Medo-Persian king by the name of Cyrus, who conquered the Babylonians and then allowed the Jewish people to return back to Judah, back to Jerusalem once again, and to rebuild the temple. In the strangest way in the world that the Israelites would have never have guessed, God used that strange way to help them go home again, and they danced in the streets. They were so happy. Our shepherd king is going to bring us home one day too. He wants us to be at home with him in heaven. And so he works in our lives, even through the midst of trouble and difficulties. And we know that because of his love, and as we look to the cross and see how wide and deep and high that love was, that he is going to bring us home to the new Jerusalem, where we will live together with our Savior and with one another, and with all believers of all times, the scattered flock, all in one place, in heaven. Amen. Please remain seated.